Welcome back to the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1 The Ticket. Some feedback coming in. Levi being on the reserve PUP list today means that he has an injury that will keep him out for at least 10 weeks. It has to be something pretty serious. The 10 weeks being training camp and leading into the first 4 weeks of the season. We asked to miss the first four games of the year. And yeah, you're right. It likely is something that is, you're talking 10 weeks. Is that serious? That's serious enough. Hopefully we'll find out some more information on that in the next few days. But it's rough for the Lions. That was a guy they were counting on. They brought him back, one-year deal, $4 million for the season, and going to start the year on the reserve PUP list. I can't justify paying Hutch guaranteed money when you can clearly see a hitch in his step. I doubt he'll ever be the same. That's Hans, the Uber driver. I disagree. I think as he's recovering, if you see a hitch in his step when he's running a sprint, okay, fair enough. But he's running sprints. And I don't care about his sprinting speed. I care about can he get to the quarterback. As far as Aiden Hutchinson or any professional athlete, their time is limited. Age is their enemy. They're going to try and make as much money as they can. That's part of the business. If they get one injury and that ends their career, etc., that's it. They need to make as much money as they can in a short amount of time as they can. He'll hold out and he'll sign for the best deal wherever that is. That's Dave in a car. Well, I hate the word hold out because I don't think he's going to hold out for anything. I think that he can sit back and enjoy this right now. He's getting paid and he knows he's going to get paid huge. The question for Aiden Hutchinson is when does he want to sign that contract offer? When will the offer come? We don't know. They don't really talk about that. But I would imagine the Lions want to get something done sooner than later because the later it goes, the higher the price gets. If Hutch wasn't ready to go, wouldn't they put him on the PUP list? That's from Michael and Jackson. Yeah, I think you're right, Michael. And he's not. Knock on wood right now, he's not. So I tend to agree with you on that. Let's get back to the phones, 248-539-9797. Mark is next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Idea for the NBA, anytime during the game you're down by 20 or some big number, losing team gets make it, take it, minus, and free throws don't count to discourage head to shack. What do you think?
Make it, take it. I think that's that would be a real radical change from the rules of basketball where you change possession all the time, and now you're telling they get to keep possession just because they're down big. I don't know if I like that. Do you like that, or you just bringing it up?
I think it would be interesting to keep viewers more in tune if it's not a blowout. Might help TV viewing.
But would it help TV viewing, or would it help just to create a, you know, a kind of a bland? I don't know if it makes it more exciting if it thins it out.
I agree.
But it's an idea. I don't want to, I'm killing you, Mark, for it. I appreciate the effort there. I don't like the make it, take it thing, Kang. Do you?
I'm sorry. I was discussing something very important with Kenny. Could you reset that? You don't even want to ask.
Well, now I'm going to have to ask.
No, you don't want to ask.
Don't need to ask that question right now, I promise.
No?
All right. I don't trust you on that. This is the problem with having you guys halfway across the building.
Yes.
I can't.
It's like we're on remote at all times. Yes.
Right.
Okay. I'm sorry. What was going on?
First of all, what I'm seeing right now in the area that you guys normally are at in the other studio.
Yeah, behind the glass normally. Yeah,
they have removed windows.
Like actual windows?
Yes. And they're cleaning them. Yeah.
It's the first time that area has been cleaned in maybe 2 decades.
Well, there you go. 2 decades. We haven't been in this building for 2 decades.
But I stand by my statement.
Are Doug's keys back there?
That's a great question. No, those keys are somewhere in his garage.
Mm-hmm.
We think. We don't know for sure.
I'm sorry. So, yes, your question. I'm sorry.
The previous caller suggested that in the NBA they could change it if you're down by 20 points or more, that they play a brief period of make it and take it. If you're trailing.
First of all, hilarious.
I was hoping somebody would give that reaction, so I didn't have to do it. You're giving it.
Yeah, I mean, of course this is no way, but it's funny. I like the fact that he had the courage to call in with that.
Yes.
I don't know if he was being serious, but so is that like a, did he give any of the parameters? Is it like a 5-minute take, make it and
no,
take it?
No, or parameters, just the idea.
Oh. Is this like calling your own power play at any point you need it? I mean, like,
exactly, which is probably somebody else's idea.
This is like turning to video game stuff, you know?
It becomes street ball at that point, and I don't think we need to do the make it take it thing. What are we playing, one on one here? I don't think so.
No. I'm against this idea, but and by the way, blown 20-point leads are already happening without the make it and take it rule.
I agree. I'd be remiss if I didn't try to push back a little bit more and finding out what you guys were talking about before you opened up the microphone. You guys are both you were laughing. It was very secretive.
First of all, Kenny, you're the one who asked me this question, so I'm going to ask you.
Put it on me. I see what
you're doing. No, I'm just asking you if I can tell Gator the – I'm not going to go any further, Gator, but I'll tell you what Kenny –
I was fascinated with a certain group of people.
Okay, those people?
Not those people. You have no idea where we're going with this.
Is this like a big old tub of pretzels question of the day type question?
This might be an off the air type of question.
Carson Anderson After Dark. Remember those days?
Oh yeah, yeah. Who the blank is Bobby Scales? Yeah, that type of thing.
There's a group of people with a certain infatuation with a certain part of the body.
And Kenny just wondered if they ranked that, why they rank so high and why does it rank number one?
Yes.
Maybe Rex Ryan is a coach.
Rex Ryan would be a great example.
Right. Fair enough.
Because I don't get it, but there's people that are like that. That was my only question to Kang behind the glass, okay. Right. Well, not on the air.
Private conversation.
Before you put your foot in your mouth anymore. He can let that
excellent
go.
Excellent way to put it.
You're right. Yes, that's probably a question.
I think we should all take a step back.
Yeah,
guys,
yeah,
right?
Take a step back. Yeah. We don't want to dip our toe in the water anymore of this topic. No. I understand what you're saying. All right, finish. Yes, got it.
We don't have to keep talking about it.
Well, I mean, you know, of course, this is what we do. We sort of allude to it, and then eventually we bail on it, and we'll go back to another call, which brings us to Bill, who's next up here in 97 on the ticket. Hey, Bill.
Hey.
Hey.
Serious reform for NFL on kickoffs. Are you ready?
Okay. On kickoffs, yes.
You bring the forward pass into it.
On a kickoff return.
It can be picked off. It can be incomplete. But the deep backs could have the option of throwing the ball, which would open up the field and also reduce injuries, which is why they have these constant rule changes with kickoffs. What do you think?
Well, I think it opens up a whole lot of things, like roughing the passer. Is that possible? And I guess you completely abandon the idea of ineligible man downfield. It's interesting because it becomes more like a schoolyard game that you would play during recess or gym class as opposed to actual football.
Yeah. Mull over that for a while. Think about it.
All right. I'll mull it for a little bit here. Kang, you can mull with me. Kenny, you can mull with me. Forward pass on a kickoff return. Thumbs up,
forward
thumbs down.
Forward pass on a kickoff
return? Yeah.
Like the receiving team gets the ball, they're allowed to throw
and they start returning the football, and they can throw it forward to another teammate.
Is it one pass only, or is it that you continue?
Let's just assume it's one pass only.
What happens if it's incomplete? Where's the ball go?
Then I would imagine the ball goes either it's a fumble, or it goes to where the ball was thrown.
Well, it can't be a fumble because it's incomplete. That doesn't make sense.
True, but I mean the person's voluntarily coughing it up, throwing it forward.
Uh-huh. Yes, but if it's an interception, it's an interception. So
I kind of like the idea. If you're going to, first of all, I think the idea is ridiculous. But
yes.
That being said, if we're going to workshop it, the idea of that forward pass becoming a fumble if it's incomplete, that I like. Because that's punitive. Like you better be sure you're going to complete this pass.
Oh, like you're taking the risk.
Yeah.
Therefore, if
you don't just get a free launch.
If it's incomplete, then it just goes to where I threw the ball from.
Otherwise, you're just gunning it down the field and you know hoping for the best.
That would happen every time. Yeah.
Right. Right. I mean, there should be a real penalty for that. If you're going to do that, hey, it becomes a fumble.
I mean, how much do you like feet, though, Gator?
What is wrong with you?
Can we stop with this?
None at all, actually. Not even a little. No. I know where my feet have been. I don't want to. That does nothing for me. I know some people have it. those people. Kenny's right. There is a whole subculture of people. Yeah. Well, I don't think we need to go there. I think it was, I stirred up the hornet's nest a little more than I really needed to.
You asked the question. I did. This is all on you.
It kind of is.
We warned you multiple times.
It's true. It's true. But then what does it say about you sickos back there? That's what you're discussing.
Not even. That's the tip of the iceberg, my friend.
Oh, yeah, this is sadly but true.
Don't say tip.
Oh, no. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1, The Ticket.